Please turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 14. I preached this text 7 years ago on a senior adult Sunday. Supposedly after 7 years, the senior adults, that bunch ought to be gone and have a whole new crop of senior adults, but that doesn't work here at Cooper. Most of you are still here, and yet probably 90% of the church that are here today was not here 7 years ago. But happy Senior Adult Sunday, and we're looking this morning at a message from God's Word about Caleb. Caleb is one of my favorites mentioned in the Bible, a very faithful man. And I see lots of Calebs in our church, and it's an honor to be your pastor, to be a pastor of people who are very faithful and committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Be it Senior Adult Sunday, this message is for the young and old, but if you're able and you're 55 years and older, would you please stand at this time? Remain standing for the reading of God's Word. Okay. Please remain standing. And we honor you this morning. It is a privilege to have you among us this morning. Joshua chapter 14, verse 6. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua and Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said to him, "You know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, and I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God.' And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said." And Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron formerly was Kirjath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim. Then the land had rest from war. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your precious word. And this account is an inspired account of Caleb, Lord, at wanting the mountain, Lord, where the giants lived. And Lord, may we as your people see this man of faithfulness, Lord, and how he loved you. And Lord, may we learn from it. And Lord, may we have this faithfulness and love for you. And we give you praise for all eternity, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. I really did appreciate, and it touched my heart in worship as Roland prayed a moment ago, thanking of being in a living church, thanking the Lord of being in a church with young and old in it. And we are a very blessed church to have young and old. And we think of on Senior Adult Day how we appreciate the experiences and the wisdom of our senior adults, and yet we know that experience never outweighs Scripture. We interpret our experiences with Scripture. We do not interpret Scripture with our experiences. Scripture always outweighs and trumps and mandates over experience. We're not Oprah Winfrey today, where experience speaks to us. The Word of God speaks to us. Amen? That is what speaks to us. But we appreciate the experiences and the wisdom that we have in our church. And yet we need the young and their energy also. We need both, the young and old, as a New Testament blood-bought church. Senior adults, I can even say this. When would you ever thought that you would hear a phone ring in church? Did you ever thought of that? I'm not picking on any individual. I thought it was Miss Edith again. But she was on the organ. I love you, Miss Edith. But would you ever dream of seeing or hearing something like that? All the changes in life, and yet God remains the same. He is the true and faithful one. And as we look here at Caleb this morning, Caleb remained faithful to God and God's people in the good times and bad times. He was there. He was a faithful man. Remember Proverb chapter 25, verse 19? Remember that one? Confidence in an unfaithful, an uncommitted, an undevoted man. I mean, when it gets hot, they run or they quit. Confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. You cannot count on an unfaithful person, an undevoted person. Caleb was a devoted man. He was a faithful man. You could count on Caleb because he was faithful. God's people could count on Caleb of being there and being faithful. He was there on the good times when they crossed over the Red Sea. He was there when God delivered them from Egypt. He was there when the cloud by day and the pillar fire by night. He was there. He was faithful on the good times and the bad times with God's people. When times got hard, when times got tough, he did not quit. He did not go to some other tribe or the tribe is better across, the grass is greener some other place. He remained faithful with his people, with God's people. You could count on Caleb to be there because he was devoted and faithful. He believed God would give them the promised land. He was so faithful. When he was one that went out and spied the land, he was on that committee. The rest of them said, "We can't do it." But Joshua and Caleb said, "With God, we can do it. God gave it to us. Come on." And yet he had to endure because of their rebellion and unfaithfulness to God and devotion to God. He had to endure the wilderness wanderings. But he remained faithful. Faithful to God and to God's people also. We know that Caleb served from a heart of love. In verses 7 and 8, he says, "I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him, and it was in my heart. It was in my heart Nevertheless, my brethren, my brothers who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. He believed God. He loved God, and he wanted the best for God's people. He wanted them to go into the promised land, the very best for God's people. And the other said, no, no, no. And yet his heart remained faithful. Why? Because he loved God and loved people. He wanted the best for God's people. He served from a heart of love, a grandpa's love, or a father's love. By the way, you may hear this a couple more times. She's serving in children's church right now. You know what being a grandpa means? I'm married to a grandma. That's what it means. Yeah. I live with a grandmother. Oh, a grandparent's love. I can't wait. Rebecca's going to be a good aunt, a very good aunt. But we think of love and loving our children and grandchildren. Some of you have great grandchildren. Some of your grandchildren are in other states. They serve in other churches. Some may be even other countries through the military. And you want the very best for them. You want them to be in a great church. You want them to be able to serve in a great church and attend a great church. I want all the children and teenagers to stand up right now, please. You know what's so great about Cooper Baptist Church? And this is something, as your pastor, I brag on you about. Y'all want to know one of the things I brag on you about? When I visit families with children, I tell them, we have grandparents that will love your children like their own grandchildren. That's what you're good at. You may be seated. Some of your grandchildren may be in other states, in other churches, great churches, but don't you want the same for these children? Okay? I know you love these children. I brag on you about it. So grandparents and parents, love these children. Even though yours may be in other states, love these. Because God has you here and has them here at this time. The love of a grandparent or mother and father, you want the best for them. And Caleb served from this type of love, a heart of love of God. He knew these. To him, they were children. They were adults, but to him, he remembered when they were born. He knew their mom and daddy. He knew their grandparents, and yet he was still there with God's people as a leader, and he loved them. He knew their parents and grandparents, and he served them and loved them as an elder, a faithful elder, one you could look up to. Because he loved them and loved God. He stayed with God's people even though they wandered around in the wilderness some for 40 years. He stayed with them. Even though they were disobedient, he remained obedient. Caleb stayed. He stayed. Also, we see in this passage of Scripture, Caleb's strength did not diminish with age. Look in verse 10 and 11 with me. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. His strength did not diminish with age. Joshua's strength did not diminish. Joshua was alone one day, and an angel of the Lord came and Joshua got his sword and said, "Who are you with today?" It's fixing a fighting angel. That's a tough old man, fighting angel. His strength did not diminish. His strength was his faith in God. And you may be feeble today. You may have health problems. But the church today needs people who are strong in the faith. It doesn't mean you have to bench press 200 pounds. I can't do that. But what we need is people strong in the Lord. People who are faithful to the Lord and strong. His strength did not diminish. But his strength, I believe, he became stronger and stronger as he loved God and loved God's people. We're not talking about physical strength this morning. We're talking about spiritual strength. Faithful. Believe in God. Senior adults, we need you to be strong and faithful in the Lord. We need that. We need that. When the world is offering so much, we need you to be an example for us. Because if you go out for the world, what do you think the little ones are going to do? What do you think they're going to do? When you go after the world, when we ought to be meeting together and praying for the lost and worshiping God and you're playing a harlot with the world, we need you to be faithful and committed and loving God and loving His people. We need it. But we hem-haw and joke around and play with the devil. Stand being faithful to God. We need people who are close to God and can hear the voice of God and hear God speak in that still small voice through His Word. We don't want people that hears what the world says. We want people who can hear God and what God says. You got to be faithful to do that. We don't want to follow worldly carnal elders. We want to follow godly people who live godly and are faithful to God in His house. That's what we want to follow. We're tired of playing. We need you to be faithful and be strong in the Lord. I don't care if you got to crawl in here. We're not talking about physical strength. We're talking about being faithful, strong in the Lord. Caleb wanted the mountain where the giants lived. Where the Anakim, the giants. He said, "I want that mountain. I want Hebron." Yeah, there's fortified cities. There's giants that live there. But God said, Moses said, "I can have it." And I believe what God says. He was ready to fight the giants. The spies that were 45 years earlier said, "We can't do it. We look like grasshoppers in the sight of these giants." Just something that the giants could step on and smush. Caleb said, "I want to go take those giants out. I want to fight them." My brethren didn't want to fight them 40 years earlier, but I want to fight them today. I want to do it now. We need elders in the church that can say, "Through Christ, I can do all things." Through Christ, in the name of Christ, and what Christ wants, I can do all things. I've seen the pillar of fire by night. I've seen the cloud in the day. I know all about God's presence. God is presence. Is with me. God's presence, I know about it. Listen to me, little children. We need elders in the church that can say, "Listen, children, let me tell you about God's presence. Let me tell you about the joy of being in God's presence." not being a social club and be seen out at the front door of the church, but let me tell you about worshiping God and being in His presence. Let me tell you about that. Let me tell you about the presence of God. Well, how can we take the mountains? How can we fight the giants? We know Caleb's sword was a literal sword. Our sword's the Bible. Our sword is God's Word. That's our sword. So we do battling by being in the book. We remain strong and become stronger by being in the book, God's Word. And this also is our sword. The writer of Hebrews said, you ought to be teachers, but yet I have to write to you as babes, because you have not grown. Is it too late to grow in the Lord? Never too late. Get in His Word. Believe God. Believe God. One thing about, in some cases, not all, my great-grandparents had great minds. My granddaddy, very smart till the day he passed away. Very godly man. One that, as the whole family could look up to and say, that's what it's like to be godly. Look at my granddaddy. And his legacy has gone on down through the generations. But in some cases, some people, when they get older, my mama, let me tell you about my mama, my last grandparent. I can hold conversations with her talking about when she was a little girl. And when I tell her about Lewis, she thinks I'm talking about her daddy, Lewis Windham. But she talks about her childhood, and she is like a little girl. A little 4 or 5 year old girl talking to. So she has reverted back to childhood. She's 90 years old. Little 4 or 5 year old girl. Senior adults, spiritually speaking, if you get in God's Word, if you will remain in God's Word, you will not revert back to being a babe in Christ. If you stay in God's Word, you will continue to mature. You will continue to grow spiritually. It's amazing. When we go minister in the nursing homes, people who will sit in a type of wheelchair where they're like laying down and they're like this, okay? And we start singing. Brother Dan starts bellowing out. He's in children's church. He starts bellowing out the old rugged cross. We join in. You know what these people start doing? They start singing. Word for word. They know those old songs of faith. Why? Because they continue to grow spiritually. We need elders in the church. We need Calebs who remain strong and are getting stronger. We need young adults to grow and use these as an examples. We need you to grow in the faith. It's never too late to be faithful. The Word of God promises us that if we resist the devil, he will flee. If we will draw near to God, He will draw near to us. It's never too late. Please, be faithful. Please. Let's pray. Lord, help me to be faithful, Lord God. Lord, help us as a church to be known as a church that worships You and lifts the name of Jesus up. Help us, Lord, to be known as a church as that. I thank you for all the teachers that we have that faithfully study your word and live what your word says. I thank you for the senior adults that are so faithful, so committed, so loving. I thank you. What a privilege it is to know them and be their pastor. Lord, help us to be faithful even when it's not convenient. Wasn't convenient for Caleb to wander around in the wilderness, but he remained faithful. Lord, help us to be that way. We want to be that way. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen.